see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour here on this Hump Day Wednesday, June 24, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Top of the hour news, you heard that Department of Health and Human Services Director Elizabeth Hertel is stepping down at the end of this month to take some time off and pursue other professional opportunities down the road. Hertel has been serving as the Department of Health and Human Services Director since January of 2021, having served during the period of the end of the China virus era restrictions to the current day. Her last day will be June 30th this month. During her tenure, the department has designed two state-of-the-art state psychiatric hospitals, expanded the behavioral health continuum of care, launched the Keep Kids Safe Action Agenda, and redesigned the way children's services are delivered through the Children's Services Administration. Reducing the overdose death rate by 47%, protected residents' access to Medicaid and the SNAP food program, and created scholarships and stipends to build the healthcare workforce. Hertel said she's looking forward to taking some time off over the summer to spend time with her friends and family before exploring what's next. Contrary to some rumors, she said she does not have her next job lined up. Well, asked what her immediate plans were after June 30th, Hertel forwarded to MERS News Service a gift of a fairy mouse that reads, "No more girl bossing, just girl resting, girl sleeping, girl laying down." This little furry fairy mouse. Governor Gretchen Whitmer praised the outgoing cabinet member in a separate post. "I would like to thank Director Hertel for her dedicated service to our state. Under her leadership, the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services have helped Michigan navigate unprecedented challenges, expanded access to health care, strengthened behavioral health services, improved outcomes for our families across the state. I am grateful for her partnership and wish her continued success in her next chapter." State Representative John Roth, my state rep, the chair of the House Human Services Appropriations Subcommittee, said he won't miss a person who never answered his calls or even showed up at his committee meetings. I call her tenure as a catastrophe. And news of her departure is very much welcome. For years, Hertel repeatedly, deliberately ignored serious crises within youth rehabilitation programs throughout the state. Youth and staff alike deserve treatment environments that guarantee both dignity and safety, yet severe failings continue to be reported. The blatant ineptitude of Hertel's leadership puts lives and has put lives at risk. Senior Deputy Director of Financial Operations Amy Epke will serve out the term as acting director. Short break, word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second segment of hour number three. Former State Senator John George, Papa George, died at the age of 94 years old a couple of weeks ago, June 9th, down in Houston, Texas. The U.S. Army veteran was known for his wisdom, his witty responses, and jumping out of retirement in 2006 at Senate Republicans' urgent request to come back and win a hotly contested Oakland County seat. Papa George was considered to be a close mentor to Capitol leaders 1999 to 2000 House Majority Floor Leader Rocky Raskowski, former Senate Majority Leader Mike Bishop, and Justin Winslow, now President of the Michigan Restaurant and Lodging Association. Papa George served 30 years active duty in the United States Army Infantry. He received an engineering degree from the United States Military Academy in West Point. Ahead of serving his three allowable state house terms between 1999 through 2004, he tried three times as the Republican nominee against then U.S. Congressman Sander Levin in Royal Oak. He retired seemingly during the 2006 election cycle. Well, Papa George was then pushed by term-limited Senate Appropriations Chair Shirley Johnson of Troy, Michigan, to run as her replacement. Papa George was a state senator when we got right to work done in 2011 and 2012. I remember having a conversation with the senator while we were doing it. He said, "Randy, you have to understand this is a huge battle that you're asking us to do." And I looked at him and I said very simply, "If not now, when? And if it's not you guys, who?" At the time when we passed right to work, we had Republican, allegedly, Governor Rick Snyder. We had a huge, with Papa George's election, a huge Republican majority in the state Senate. Republican. Unlike today, where the Democrats have a two-seat majority, back then when we did right to work, 38 state senators, folks, 26 of them were Republicans, including Papa George. I remember doing right to work at the Capitol. Senate Majority Leader Randy Richerville told the 12 Democrats that they could give up their caucus room because the Otis elevators had a 12-person capacity. Richerville said, "You guys can go caucus in the elevator." He was a kind of a snippet, argumentative little kind of fellow. Papa George actually helped us get right to work done. Some of the more moderate Rhino Republicans, Papa George went up to him and said, "Listen, guys, they're going to do this with or without us. They only need 20 votes to pass it. Do you really want to join the Democrats and vote against right to work? You know darn well these guys will recruit people to run against you and you will lose your next election." He was a very common sense kind of guy. And as I look at this picture they chose for his memorial, it is absolutely a perfect, perfect picture. Big smile on his face, eyeglasses, always kind of had a little tilt to him, and he was always in a good mood. I remember that distinctly about him. He stood out to me. Well, Andy Levin, the congressman's son, had returned to Michigan from Washington, D.C. at a national AFL-CIO run for state senate. Polling suggested Levin would likely win the Oakland County seat. And therefore, Papa George was the only viable chance for the Republicans to win. Despite the fact that George, Papa George, was 75 years old, turning 75 that year, Papa George said, yes, I'll do it. Well, Winslow was asked by the Senate Republicans to help work on the race. Winslow said he was 26 years old, hyper-ambitious, a little aggressive, and did not like to lose. He remembers saying that I was living and dying by every poll. This race means the world to me, and we're going to get this done, and I'm sure we will always remember this. He always remembered rolling his eyes at the advice Papa George would give him. But now he finds himself using the very phrases Papa George told him. He said, bad news never gets better with age. And holding it in is never a good idea. Winslow worked as Papa George's chief of staff in the Senate. And if he possibly overstepped his grounds during meetings or said something the boss didn't appreciate, he always loved his witty jokes. One of them that he distinctly remembers is Papa George looking at him after Winslow made a kind of off the comment during a meeting. Papa George, in front of the entire room, looked at him and said, I thought I told you to wait in the truck. Yep, that sounds like Papa George. Well, in the end, November election 2007, Papa George won his seat by less than 730 votes. The recount and the results didn't surface until 6:30 a.m. the next morning. 2 days later, the Michigan Democratic Party called on the Oakland County Board of Canvassers to investigate alleged voting irregularities, but nothing ever came of it. That year, starting January 2007, Republicans kept the majority by a slim margin, 21-17. It wasn't until the 2010 election that they grew their supermajority to 26 Republicans to just 12 Democrats. So very, very well remembered, fond memories of Papa George, Berezkowski, even Mike Bishop. Mike Bishop described Papa George as one of his favorite members in the 21-person caucus during the Great Recession. Bishop remembered providing budget-making targets to his appropriations leaders, instructing them that they needed to propose an all-cut budget. We had to make some pretty tremendous cuts to the state's budget. And I gave it to John, and he threw a fit. He told me what he thought of me up and down, and how he thought these cuts were irresponsible and were too deep and too much of a cut to the bone. Bishop said, I didn't like hearing that coming from him in particular because he had always been very supportive. But this is the first time I got a really good tongue lashing from him. He said the confrontation actually blew back my hair. However, Papa George then approached him the next day with his typical smile, holding his coffee cup. When Bishop asked what changed his disposition toward him, he said, well, in the Army, you argue to the point of decision. And then you smile, salute, and carry out your orders. Bishop said, I'll never forget that. I was only 39 when I became the Senate Majority Leader, and at the time I thought I was pretty well healed and I had lots of good experience and confidence. But you just could not do the job with someone like John Papageorge, who had been through so many other difficult things in his life and could bring a great perspective of every scenario that you found yourself in. I oftentimes sought him out just to get a sense of what he thought of and what he thinks I should be doing. I always wanted to make sure that I wasn't too far off the rails. So, again, a patriot, a veteran, a public servant, somebody who really, really made a difference here in the state of Michigan in Republican Party politics in Oakland County. And honestly, he helped us pass Right to Work. I'll never forget him. Norm Hughes introduced me to him, and it was really funny. Trucker Randy, do you really know how to drive a truck? I said, sure. You got one close by? I'll show you. He laughed. Yeah, I bet you could drive a truck. Great guy. Love the smile. Love the story. Well, another short story we're going to get into real quick. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson yesterday said the Senate Democrats' bills on data center restrictions have her total support. But if she's elected, she'd be open to even more, including a moratorium on the massive warehouses of computer servers. Benson answered reporters' questions about the event in Grand Rapids, and she said that their eight bills that were introduced don't go far enough. She wants to see data centers banned if they misuse water resources. She also wants a public database of data centers projects that are proposing to be built in communities. I want to do even more to protect our communities from any type of unjust growth of any corporation that would harm our environment or drive up costs for Michiganders. But it's really funny. Jocelyn Benson's husband, folks, works for data centers. And the most recent one that was just approved in Saline Township, her husband got a huge $7 million commission from getting that project approved in that township. But now she's running for governor. So forget the hand that feeds her via her husband's job. She wants to make it look like she's protecting the little people. Benson said, I think the problem with moratoriums is they lack the facts that we kick the cans down the road instead of solving the problems long term. The guardrails the Senate Democrats propose, well, I think it can be improved. So we'll see where she goes on this particular issue as she's out campaigning to be the next governor of the state of Michigan. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.